Well, people eat, well, I know they get South Louisiana. It's got claws and...
crab. Crawfish.
Okay. Do they eat that around here?
Sure.
Where do you get them?
It's all out in these muddy areas and any place that's got fresh, muddy water.
Do you really? They have them where I'm from, but I never would see them more than an inch or two long, you know. But the ones that they eat are, what, three?
About from 4 to 5 inches long.
Do they come that big out in these?
Sure, right there in the river. Sure.
How do they catch them?
With a crawfish net. It's a square net with four wires, like a hanging basket would be. Mm-hmm. Except the net is flat at the bottom. You tie a piece of meat in the middle and you drop it down shallow water and you come along and lift it up with a pole. Or you can make a cylinder of wire
mm-hmm.
with a concave end with a small hole. Tie the meat in the middle. Crawfish go in there and fall in there and they can't get back out. You see, they always go backwards. They can't climb up a vertical thing like that.
How many crawfish would you catch?
50, 60 pounds.
And the kind of insect that flies around the light tries to fly into it.
Moth.
Huh?
A moth?
Okay. If you're talking about several of those, you'd be talking about several
moths.
And what about a kind of insect that has a light in its tail?
Lightning bug.
Any other name for them?
Firefly.
What would you call them around here?
Lightning bug.
What about a tiny insect that gets on your skin if you go through the woods?
A tick.
A real small though.
Red bug.
Okay. And kind of insect that'll fly around at night and bite you and make you itch?
Mosquito.
And this is an insect that's about this big. It's got two pairs of real shiny wings. And it'll be around.
Dragonfly.
Huh?
Dragonfly.
Any other name for them?
Yeah, there's another name. Wait, what is it? Oh, I should know. I call it a dragonfly.
What about mosquito hawk?
Mosquito hawk. We call it a mosquito hawk, too.
What did you call it when you were growing up?
Mosquito hawk.
Okay. Did you ever hear it called a snake doctor?
No.
What kinds of insects will sting you?
Bees, wasp.
What about hornets. Something that
builds,
huh?
Builds what?
A nest like this.
Hornets.
Okay. And something that builds a nest out of dirt or mud.
A dirt dollar.
Do they sting?
No. They will sting, but it doesn't hurt.
Have you ever heard another name for them? Mason or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
What about something that, yellow and black stripes on it?
A hornet.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow jacket.
Where do they build their nest?
They build on the ground.
And something that hops around in the grass?
A grasshopper.
Have you ever heard that called a hoppergrass?
No.
And say if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, up in the ceiling?
Cobwebs.
Huh?
Cobwebs.
What would that be made from?
Spiders.
What would you call it if it's outside, across a bush or something?
A spider web.
Okay. Is the distinction based on whether it's outside or in, or
mm-hmm.
whether?
To me, it is.
And the part of the tree that grows under the ground is called a
roots.
Do you ever hear of using certain kinds of roots or vines for medicine?
Sure.
You remember what any of them are?
Well, they use sassafras around here for roots for fever and boil it. And they use leaves to make gumbo filet.
Sassafras leaves?
Mm-hmm. That's what they call filet. You know, you put it in gumbo,
mm-hmm.
dried leaves. There's only 1 month and 1 week in August when you're supposed to get the roots from the sassafras tree.
Why is that?
I don't know.